I'm Sean Crawford for Illinois Edition. Well, when you think about musicals, you don't always think about the Civil War. But that's not just the setting for one that's coming up this week in Springfield. It is also the name. Phil Funkenbusch is co-director of the Civil War, and he joins us along with some other key players, Carly Schenck and Ed McMurdo. Phil, let me start with you, though. Give us an idea of what we're talking about when we say the Civil War in a musical. What can people expect?
It's not a history lesson, although you learn a lot. It's really a concert theater piece with 23 songs, a cast of 26 people. And instead of telling the story of the Civil War, it's really telling the personal stories about the people involved in the war.
Carly, you are a cast member in this. You play a soldier's wife.
Of course.
When it comes to the Civil War, I think it is so abstract. It happened so long ago. We've learned so much about it through the years. But people don't sometimes look at the tragedies that went on in people's lives. Does that come out in this musical?
It does. I often describe it to people as an emotional, costumed concert about the Civil War, because it really digs into walking a mile in somebody's shoes who was a slave, who was a soldier, who was a nurse or a wife. And the music of this particular piece is not Civil War era tunes. It is emotional music that was written in the late 90s. So it sounds like pop and country music at times. And so when it is a wife singing about a soldier away, we could be talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. And I think that's what the piece does for audience members, is it relates the Civil War to our emotional experience today.
And Ed, I take it that when it comes down to it, people really weren't that different back then than they are now, especially in some of these basic emotions.
Absolutely. The emotions that the soldiers go through, how they change throughout the piece. From the beginning, when everyone is very enthusiastic about the war, they think it's not going to last long at all. And then as the piece moves on, the numbers become a little more emotional, a little more reflective. And as Carly just said, you could almost be talking about any current war today, especially some of the recent ones that we thought were not going to last long at all, but have been much longer than folks expected.
The location of where this will be performed, that's quite a treat for people as well. Phil, let me bring you back in. You're going to be doing this in the downtown area across, right next to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum. But it's out in the park. It's going to be out under the stars. People really get a chance to come and enjoy a nice evening downtown.
It's beautiful down there. It's, you know, Union Square Park. The Union Station building is the backdrop for the stage. So it's very dramatic, and it's just beautiful. And, you know, it's not like a lot of theaters that have are secluded somewhere. This is right down in the middle of downtown, so, and all that goes with it. So it's kind of fun and adventurous.
And you've done this before, and yeah, to pretty good success.
We did this in 2008 and 2009. You know, people from everywhere came to see it. It's been 5 years, and it was thought, let's try it again one more time. We're commemorating the end of the Civil War next year. We're commemorating the Abraham Lincoln Museum's 10th anniversary. This is sort of a big kickoff event for that year-long series of events. So it's very festive. And the show, though, very serious, and it's also got some nice light moments, which are good, too.
You're talking with Phil Funkenbusch, co-director of The Civil War, which will be performed in downtown Springfield at Union Square Park. Also, Carly Schenck and Ed McMurdo. Carly, lighter moments, can you give us an idea of one of those?
Well, some of this music I mentioned earlier is country and pop sounding. At one point, at the beginning of the second act, a lot of the soldier men get out guitars and they sing Old Gray Coat, which just sounds like a classic country song, though it was written for this piece. And it is lighthearted and fun and sort of draws you into the idea of a bunch of men sitting around camp when it's not time for a battle and what that part of the experience might have been like. Something that's interesting that happens for the actors in the way that Phil and Ed have staged this production is that none of us leave the stage. And so we are all, as Phil has described several times, witnesses to everything that is happening. And I think that helps the audience. And not that we are overacting that moment. I think all of us, all 26 of us, truly enjoy sitting there and having the opportunity to watch our fellow cast members sing and perform the numbers that they're in each and every night. And that's just another distinctive element to this piece. And that's something that is Ed and Phil's device that didn't come from the Civil War when it was originally produced on Broadway as a musical.
Well, I got to say, Ed, that's quite a challenge. You're taking 26 people on stage and throughout the whole show?
Yes. The stage itself is 20 by 40. So you have to fit 26 performers, and we have a series of boxes of all different sizes that are moved throughout the stage at different times to create different levels for the actors to stand on. There's benches out back where everyone sits, and it really creates an ensemble atmosphere. It's unlike any other show that I've worked on, since everyone is always there experiencing each moment.
When we talk about the musical numbers that are in this, I was surprised to see the range of musical styles that are included. I mean, I think some people might think the Civil War, the musical, we're going to hear the Battle Hymn of the Republic over and over and over again.
Nope.
That's not what we're talking about here.
No.
Even rock music makes its way in.
Exactly. And as Carly said, the different styles, gospel and country and pop, but there's also this element of gospel that's in it that comes from what we refer to as the Freedom Ensemble, which is the slave community. And they run the whole gamut of emotion. The first number they sing and perform actually takes place at a slave auction where they are witnessing family and friends actually being sold. And then countering that in Act Two is a song that takes place after the Emancipation Proclamation. And it's a great song of hope and of freedom. And it's called River Jordan. And it'll bring the house down every night.
Now, Carly, this is, of course, entertainment, but it sounds as though there's also opportunities for people to learn something from watching this as well.
I think so. You know, there are certainly dialogue moments where cast members are stating the name of a battle and how many were killed and wounded, but that's not the kind of learning that really takes place with this piece. It is more of an emotional touchstone. I don't know how anybody can watch this and not be drawn in to having an experience that lets them understand a little better about what people might have gone through during this time period or during any time period of war and strife and the need to emancipate the slaves. I was a cast member in both 2008 and 2009, and like several of us, I'm back again because it's just a really unique experience for me on stage. And I feel that I'm as much of an audience member as I am a cast member in it. And so every night at rehearsal, I get the experience of watching this great show, and I just couldn't not throw my hat in the ring to do it again.
And Phil, let me finish up with you here. I mean, she mentioned unique. You've been in a lot of theatrical productions and been involved with many of them. What sets this one apart?
I think again, it's one of those bringing community together. I love that kind of communal aspect to it. And so the cast is a community, and then the audience becomes part of the same community, and we're all in this together. And you know what she said about the wars today? It's exactly right. You know, the Ghost of the Library show at our museum has taken on a whole other level now because of these modern wars that we're going through. And I think there's a definite sense of pride that people take watching this and being a part of it. So there's just it's just a nice kind of celebratory, we're all in this together event.
The show is at 8 o'clock every evening, and the box office will open as early as 6:30 in the park. It is not necessary to call ahead for tickets. There's plenty of seating. There will be chairs set up for folks that wish to have a chair already provided for them. But then we also have, of course, an expansive lawn seating area behind that. And lawn seating is just $5. So it's pretty economical. And each performance is also, we'll have sign language interpreters. We have these two amazing women that have been with us all three times that we've done the show. And many nights I have found myself watching them perform the show because they really do. They actually perform.
It's a great way to spend an evening. It's coming up. The Civil War, July 24th through the 27th, performed on stage in Union Square Park in front of Union Station in downtown Springfield. Showtime 8 o'clock each evening. We've been talking with Phil Funkenbusch, Ed McMurdo, and Carly Schenck, all with the production. Thanks, guys, for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks a lot.